Hey, Rant fam. Welcome back to Rants of a Christian Millennial. It's your girl, Onyenye, and I'm so glad to be back, as always, because it's cool to be over here talking with my homies and my honeys, right? Hey, it's good to be back once again. It's been a minute, hasn't it? Yeah. So I hope you guys have been well. I hope you guys have been taking care of yourself, taking care of your mind. I hope you've been developing yourself spiritually. I hope you've been working yourself physically. I hope that everything about you is working. I hope that your minds are right. I hope that everything about you is working well. Today we're back with something I would call a spontaneous rant. Not exactly a complete episode, just a bonus episode. And this was actually an excerpt from a conversation I was having with a friend of mine, Sam. Sam is a creative and a podcast host. In fact, I'll put his podcast down in the bio. He was helping me set up like a video conferencing app, and our conversation just went, we just started talking about singleness and what expectations of a partner should be, and the importance of knowing oneself regardless of whatever season that you are in, and taking control of your own happiness and your own self. So I do hope that this short bonus episode would make you laugh. I hope it will make you think. I also hope that it would bring value, you know, whatever season you are in right now, whether you are single, whether it's something that you have personally decided to be in the season of your life, whether you're courting, whether you're married. I do hope that this episode would bring something of value to you at any point of your life. So enjoy this bonus tea I have put together for you. Also, if you're not yet subscribed to this podcast, boy, what you waiting for? What are you waiting for, brah? Get on here. Subscribe to Spotify. Subscribe to Google. Subscribe to, I almost said Instagram. Subscribe to iTunes. This podcast is on every platform. And that would also encourage me to put out more valuable content that would help you, or help us all in our walk of faith. All right? So enjoy this bonus episode, and I'll see you next time. Bye.
Yeah, we were talking about, like,
that's when you have to fix your life. Like, yeah. I don't say fix your life per se, but that's how to fix a lot of things about you. Because once you end that relationship, it'll be hard for you to work on yourself that much.
Yeah. I used to think it was cliche for, like, a lot of, like, single women to be like, oh, I'm single and I'm just working on myself. I'm just focusing on myself. But now I'm realizing that is real. And that's why sometimes when I talk to people and people are like, oh, I want to say, oh, I'm single, but I'm internally, I don't want to say it because I feel like people laugh at me that, oh, she's just using the excuse because she's not really dating anybody. But it's real, because at the end of the day, I'm realizing that this is the time. Like, for example, I woke up in the morning and I started doing this thing where it's like, I'm tired of focusing so much on what I don't have in this season of my life. That's like, oh, I don't have, there's no bae or this and that. Like, a lot of people are, like yesterday I was driving, I don't know what was happening. I just started thinking about how, oh, it would be nice to actually have someone to talk to at this point. More than just like my best friend or like one of my good friends or like talking, maybe someone that had that strong emotional connection. So, but these days I've started trying to tell myself, like, okay, how about we start like thinking about what singleness is for you right now, to see the benefits and the beauty of the season. So I was like, okay, you know what? So I started doing this and I started recording what singleness is for me right now. So this morning I woke up and I was just lying on my bed. My bed is a California king bed and I was the only person on the bed. So I was like, wow. I looked up, I looked outside and I'm directly facing, like, my room faces the window and the birds are chirping. I was like, you know what? Singleness is waking up in the morning, taking my time to wake up in the morning, not thinking about anybody else, not thinking about kids, not thinking about nothing. I'm just thinking about how will I make myself a better person today.
Right.
You know, so really that's really what like I've really been facing. It's like I desire to be in a relationship. I won't lie, I do desire to be in a relationship, but like I told you, I was in a point in my life where it really became about sitting down and with, like, legit almost every guy that will come into my life, as long as you're cute, you're attractive, you say you love Jesus, I sit down. I'm also the kind of person that I can, with my kind of personality, I can create any connection with anybody, right? So it's like, as long as I have a deep connection with you, I feel like, oh, maybe we can have something. And it started limiting me because it's like, I realized that it was so much, almost like it became a desperation to be right. found. Like I was channeling all my energies into that. I wasn't doing anything else. Like you forget that you're a person on your own. You forget that you're someone that is worthy of love. You forget that you're someone that is worthy of attention. You forget that you're someone that is worthy of validation. And you start taking that out and you start putting it into trying to find somebody. But the crazy thing about it is that if you eventually if someone eventually finds you, guess what? That person has now deal with all those other things that you did not deal with. So you're constantly seeking validation from that person. You're constantly depending on that person as a source of like happiness for you. You're constantly, but the thing about it is that you're putting so much pressure on one person and that person does not have the abilities to take care of those things, you know? It's like, that person has no issues. It's like Amber Burnett, she's carried all her debts and put on top of the poor boy talking about how I want to be a housewife. And he's like, scratching his head like, well, how am I going to pay off your student loans, you know? It's like, not exactly perfect. Action, but just like being whole and being whole. You won't be a perfect person. We don't expect anybody to be perfect, but being on your way to perfection. And to me, I guess that's really what this season is about to me. Just like, I know that at the end of the day, if I start dating somebody or if I start seeing someone, I won't be all the way perfect, but I'll be whole. I'll be better than I was before, you know? I will know what I want. I will know myself enough to know that this is what I want for a person. And it's also important because you also have to know yourself. I'm learning like a lot of things about myself. I'm like, dang, girl, you've always been this messed up, you know?
And I like things about yourself, you know, in your 20s, where you thought you knew you.
I'm learning things about myself. It's like, wow. It's like, these are things I would not have known about myself if I was currently dating someone because I'm putting too many energies into that, into trying to be with that person. And so it's like, it's good because I don't know where I was. I think it was Sarah Jakes Roberts. She was saying that marriage is not, your partner is not your parent. You're not with somebody to parent you, to mommy you, or to daddy you. You're coming into marriage or a relationship as a partnership. Both of you are coming with your own, you know, like, how do we make this work? So you have to be whole in your own self. You have to be valid in your own self to know what you want, you know, to come with somebody. So if you don't know anything about yourself, what are you going to bring to the table? So for me, like, that's really what this entire season is about. Like I'm saying, I'm not ruling it out. Heck, I do desire, but I'm not just going to be at that place I used to be in my life where it's like I'm just sitting down at the bus stop, constantly waiting for the next bus to see if that's the person that's going to take me to where I need to be.
I think there's this message I listened to from Steven Chandler. You know Steven Chandler from Destiny Church?
Yeah, I've heard about him.
Yeah, it's so cool. Yeah, right. It's so cool. I'll find the message. And it was talking about how technically, just keep doing what you're doing. Like, eventually, you will run into that person. You realize that as you working towards where you're going, right, and doing what you're supposed to be doing, right, eventually you look on your side and realize that this person isn't alone. You're mm-hmm. same as you. and that is a person that might be the one. You know? Mm-hmm. Not so much you sitting down waiting for someone to come get you. Like, keep doing what you're doing. Like, keep living your life and whatever plans and whatever things you're doing and whatever things you're invested in. And eventually you run into that person, you know, who is running the same, you know, direction as you. It's important to go in the same direction anyway. It's very important to go in the same direction. Mm-hmm. And whoever you meet. And that makes so much sense, actually. But I was going to ask you this question. In terms of knowing what you want, I remember J.K. Rowling, right?
Mm-hmm.
She eventually got married to. She said, like, 2 weeks before she met him, she told her friend what she wants in a man. That was after she became famous, right? Because that's 2001. We already knew what J.K. Rowling was, and it was hard for a successful man to find, like, you know how it's hard for a successful man to find, like, a right man, because much going on, you know? No. I think the guy's like a doctor, a teacher, or something like that. But she said that she made a list of, like, she showed her friend what she wants in a man, and the friend was like, too much, it's not possible. Like, you can't be so, like, specific about what you want like that. Like, it's not possible for you to get a man like that. And 2 weeks later she met the man. And, might have 2021 or so. My point being that you're allowed to be as specific as possible. Don't feel like you need to compromise. I mean, there's some things you need to compromise per se. I mean, even when it's his 4 and he's 6, I mean, you might have to take it like that, or he's 5. Mm-hmm. Like, have to but, you know, for example, you want someone who's willing to get married in 2 years. You should be able to have that on your list and stick with it. Because you don't want to have some guy who's been dating, who wants to date for 4 years.
And it's like, come on, are you trying to put the ring on the finger or what?
You know? And don't feel like you wanting to get married in 2 years is you doing too much or you being desperate or whatever. If you believe that that is how it's supposed to be for you, you know, for someone who's 25 and you want to be married at 2. You want the case where if I meet you at 25, you should marry by 27. I don't want to be at 30 and I'm still not married. I mean, what do you want me to do? You should be able to have that on your list and stick to it. And if you meet a guy who is not willing to do that, you know, or who thinks that, who was I talking to where, who was I talking to? It was Barbara the other day. About how nowadays this whole, somebody will say that, hey, let's date and see where it goes, that's stupid. You know, there's no let's date and see where it goes. You know, if you say that, that means you're not, you want to keep the door open so that 4 years down the line or 3 years down the line or 4 years down the line, if it's not working, you just bounce. You get what I mean? But that is not what it's supposed to be. You're supposed to actually date towards something long-term. And which means you're intentional. You have to know someone completely, right? But if you're dating towards marriage, then that 2 years you're going to know the person, that year and a half you're going to know the person. You're actually going to make an effort to actually know the person and know what that fit into what you want. Like you're enjoying the moment, you're enjoying the spontaneity, but you're also vetting the person, right?
Definitely.
Which is important, you know, to make sure that they fit what you want. But if you leave everything to like, you get married when we get married or whatever, or you don't have a timeline, things will get out of hand. And I know women feel pressured a lot because the man has to make the choice anyway, and you feel like you have to compromise. So you have to compromise to what he wants, otherwise he will leave. But I believe that, like, that's what I said with the Jake Rowling story. I believe that if you stick to what you want and you're able to, like, at least take it to God in prayer or whatever and talk to him and ask him to help you out, and he would.
Interesting that you're saying that as a guy, because, like, I feel like with us, with ladies, it's interesting that you're talking about how, like, it's okay to be specific in your expectations. Of course, not, like, super duper superficial expectations, right? But because I feel like with ladies, it's like it's a lot of pressure,
right?
You know, to kind of not, it's like you get, it's almost like you get to a certain age where it's like it's no longer cute to be calling yourself a single and independent woman anymore. So women try to, some women try to like tailor their expectations towards that, right? But it's just certain things, almost like some no-go areas, you know, things that you know, like, okay, for this person, I need this kind of person to be this way because I know the kind of person that I am, you know. For example, like, I consider myself an opinionated girl, right? I find myself very opinionated. And I was having a conversation with someone, and she was like, maybe it's time for us to start. Maybe we should not be as opinionated as we used to be. Maybe we're scaring some people, some guys out there. Maybe we should not be as, you know, have as much as opinions as we do, you know. Maybe we should start toning it down. And I was like, but if I do marry somebody, that doesn't change who I am on the inside, right? I am still going to, I've always been opinionated. I've always been someone that wants her voice to be heard. I've always been that kind of person. So am I going to change my personality? Because even though I fake it, just because I want someone to accept me, and the person does accept me, when we're married together, but you see, it will come out. There is no how. Like, I'm a kind of person that I can be quiet. I'll be listening to you. I can be quiet. But then it's like my quietness has like a time limit. It's like you do something one time, I'm like, okay, all right, I'm just going to be quiet. You do something the second, I'm like, okay, I guess second time is a charm. But it's sudden, I'm just like, nah. Like, let's cut it off. Like, let's talk about this. Like, what is going on? Like, what is up with you? That is the kind of person I am. So it's like, I can only fake it for a little while, right? But then you start to see my true colors. We don't want that for each other. So it's not better that I just show, like, this is the person that I am. Are you willing to accept it? And that's why for me, it's like, there's certain things, like, I cannot, like, just say I would tone it down a little. Because it's the core of who I truly am on the inside. So I can't tone it down because I want to be accepted by someone. You know, so it's very good and refreshing to hear it coming from a guy to know that, like, you don't have to tone down your expectations.
You don't. I mean, this thing, people have done it. Like, and it's something we all do. We put our best foot forward. We behave a certain type of way. There's a certain set of us that we know we have that we are probably going to reserve it until you're married to bring it out.
Yeah.
So, just because you know that when you're married, it's going to hard for them to walk away when you know that, you know, you're some type of way.
Yeah, we're going to run away from you now.
But in terms of who you are, like, at the core, I don't think you're supposed to try and change that for anybody. You shouldn't. Mm-hmm. If the person doesn't appreciate it, then they're not for you. And just have to accept that they're not for you. Because Chuck said something, and I still believe that. Even our parents, like, my dad will tell me that when it comes to choosing a woman, you have to be as selfish as possible. Like, don't compromise. Don't do it out of pity. Don't do it out of, like...
So guys are told not to compromise, right?
When he says don't compromise, in terms of if this is what you want, 1, 2, 3, 4, and yeah, she has none of it, or she only has one, and you think that because your heart is doing you boom, 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 you should marry her. No. Like, look at that list, and if she doesn't have it, walk away. Don't feel like, oh, but I've dated her for 3 years. No, walk away.
That's crazy, because it's the other way around for women. It's always like, for women, it's like, if the person has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? And the person is missing something, but like, I will just manage it. I'll make my
compromise. That's why I mentioned 1, not 3 out of the 4. Because there's some cases where she has 3 out of 4, and your question is, can you deal with not having that one? You know, there's that thing between needs and wants. There's a thing that you want that you can compromise on.
Mm-hmm.
There's this 3 thing, there's this 4 thing. Most girls want somebody who's at least 3 inches taller than them. But I've seen women who are happily in love with. I remember there was one girl I was talking to. That's a whole long story, but I think for her, our point was not even height. It was more of age. She was way older than me. And when I eventually let her know, I think that's what was the deal breaker, because she thought we were the same age, and then I was like, at first I thought that we were she was 2 years older than me, right? And she was like, my point being that right now she's married right now, and her husband is her height. She probably maybe put on him a little bit, but she's happy, right? That's what I'm saying. Like,
mm-hmm.
the height thing, right? You say that, okay, I want someone who's, you know, sister or whatever. But if you meet somebody who's a height and he has everything else, you will not let him go. And that is a good thing. You're not compromising. So
for her, it was like two things. It was not just height. It was also like the age that she could not work
with. Height played a role. But I just know that the day I saw her hugging him. And you know how when you hug a tall guy and like you jump and like you lift your leg and all that nonsense? And I know most girls like a guy who's better than them, so I don't think something's wrong. My point being that a girl will say that, but you end up marrying some guy who's a height and she's happy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I'm saying. So there's some things can have on the list, not just physical, even behavioral things that you know that you could do without.
Mm-hmm. But what are the things that you think that things are you think, oh, these are the things? I mean, we can only talk from our own subjective point of view. But what are the things that you think?
The finance is important. You want a guy who is, you know, who presents himself well. Like I said, what was I saying? You want a guy who presents himself well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knows how to look good.
Mm-hmm.
Tries to look good. Like I said at that time, you want somebody that when you wake up, you know, you say that, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Very, not, oh, Jesus, because it's different. Exactly. and it comes like I'm saying, like I was thinking, when I was saying about my father thing, we just said something like, a bad marriage is as close as can get to hell. You know that, right?
Mm.
And that is why we have to make sure that you're going and getting what you want and what you need. Like, you're not compromising too much, because if you do, it's going to catch up with you.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to catch up with you. And then you realize that you're in hell right now. Like, trust me, for you to build your life with one person and to spend 30, 40 years with one person, just one person, like, think about it. You grew up in the same house with 3 siblings and you're already fighting all the time and all that. And now you have to spend your whole life every day with one person. Already the odds are against you that you're going to hit the person.
Yeah.
So you have to make sure that at least, you know, they have what you want. And that's how to know what you want to be able to find it when you find it. I've heard women say that, I'll see when I see it. Nope.
That's intentionality. You have to like know, and a lot of knowing what you want also comes from knowing yourself. If you don't know yourself as a person, you cannot know what you want. If you don't know yourself, you have to know, because it's like I have to know that I like eating, so always want to eat food, you know. It's like, right. And that's what you give me 5 tacos instead of 3 tacos, because I know 5 tacos won't do anything for me.
Right.
You know, you have to know yourself as a person for you to also like know what you want. And that's why I think like it's important, like in as much as sometimes the single season is, people downplay the single season, and people tend to, even in the church, man, people tend to see being single as like you're sad and you're lonely and nobody wants to be with you. But maybe it's the other way around. Maybe the person is just like, maybe the person just wants to know herself or himself so much, like they know what they expect, they know what they want. Maybe the person has this expectation, knows where they're going to as a person, as a purpose-driven person. And they know that whoever is coming to my life has to be able to match,
exactly.
Match up with this purpose. And maybe the person is seeing around him, or let me say her, most especially, because we Christian girls, we get the hits. We're even going to go talk about why it seems like if a guy is 35 and single, it's fine. But if a girl is 35 and single, it's a problem. But right. That aside, like, if a person is not matching up to who the girl, like, for example, a girl is, like, serving. She serves in ministries, and she has, like, a job. She's a career person, and she has, like, her side hustle and passion projects and things going for her. Like, she has to be with someone that will understand what her life is, understands her ministry, that knows, understands her love and joy for service. And if she's meeting men that are selfish and they don't really understand that, oh, it's important for me to chase this, it's important for me to do this, it's not going to work, you know? She's going to be doing herself a disservice, and being with that person is going to be a disservice to that person too, because she will not give her everything to that person. So it's like, it's very, very, knowing yourself is very, very crucial and important. And